Nicaragua's Caribbean coast is a Category 4 storm this week, about 2 weeks after the Category 4 Hurricane Eta made landfall there. When it blew ashore, Iota's sustained wind speeds were 155 miles per hour, just 2 miles per hour shy of Category 5 status, the strongest hurricane classification. Iota killed at least 26 people across Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and Colombia. And though its wind speeds have died down, Iota's rain still threatened to bring flash flooding, river flooding, and mudslides to Central America. Officials say the storm affected more than 400,000 people in Nicaragua alone. In the United States, students watching this show from New York City are likely watching from home. The nation's largest public school system was one of the first to resume in-person learning this fall, but less than 8 weeks afterward, the number of new coronavirus cases reached a level that triggered another school shutdown in New York City. State officials are expected to close gyms and indoor restaurants there in the days ahead. The pandemic has also had a major impact on the airline industry, but the aerospace company Boeing just found out its 737 MAX planes are back on track to fly in America. The 737 MAX is Boeing's best-selling jet, but U.S. regulators grounded the model in March of 2019 after computer problems caused two of the planes to crash, killing 356 people. Boeing has updated the plane's software and made other changes. The federal government says after additional safety measures are taken, the planes will be able to resume some domestic flights in America. But U.S. airlines allow travelers to change their plane if they still don't want to fly on a 737 MAX.